Proverbs Every Day, episode 302. Well, let me pray for you. Father God, thank you so much for another day, for a rejuvenating and refreshing Sunday, as we hope to gain some of your wisdom today, that we can apply this into our lives. Father God, help us to do just that, that we can not only hear the words and celebrate the words, but to integrate the words. Let us digest them and cause them to be part of us. Father, we love you, and we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thor's downstairs. Let me know that it is time. Right, everybody. Thor wanted to say hi this morning, so hi, Thor.
Hi.
Yes. Thor's happy to get wise. Yeah, you big dork. Yes, he is. He's my big dork, and we loves him. Hero of the channel, and yeah, all that. All that jazz, but I'm going to let Thor go for now. See you later, buddy. And let's dive into this, shall we? All right, Proverbs 27, in the New Living Translation of the Bible. And yeah, we're going to hope for the best here. One of my systems is having a little bit of a problem where it keeps starting and stopping the recording randomly, and I think I've just figured out what it is, and I don't know what to do about it. All right. Don't brag about tomorrow, since you don't know what all the day will bring. This is something that... So bragging about tomorrow is an interesting concept. And honestly, I think I might have said this in a previous episode, but I want to say it again, that the notion is that we sometimes will kind of get credit for what we're doing tomorrow today. And so I don't know if that's necessarily the same thing as bragging about tomorrow, but it feels that way to me, that there's a, you're kind of getting that reward. And so my neighbor acquaintance, John Acuff, said something like this in his book, Finish, I think it was, that we tend to, you know, talk about our goals, and then we get attaboys and, doing great, you know, those kind of encouragements. But the unfortunate effect of those encouragements is that they make it so that we are less likely to now accomplish the goal because we've already got that kind of a hit of endorphins and things like that. And so that's why I interpret it as that kind of bragging about tomorrow kind of thing, and saying, oh, I'm going to do these great things tomorrow. And, you know, that may or may not be actually true in the end, because we don't know what the day will bring. So anyway, that's kind of my notion of that. I hope that's helpful to somebody. Verse 2, let someone else praise you, not your own mouth, a stranger, not your own lips. This, I remember saying this last month, and it's still a challenge for me, that I am in a place of, I don't want to say desperation, but it is something where I fully recognize that I do need to be gathering referrals, and to have people that are saying, hey, you know, I'm talking to DJ, somebody that I trust, and he's good at training new leaders. And so you should consider hiring for that, or like going to one of his workshops, that sort of thing, or hiring him as a speaker. These are kind of things that I am currently looking for, and it's hard sometimes not to try and run that because you can't really control what somebody else says. But at the same time, it's much more powerful because of that. And so if they are giving praises of how you work and how you do things, then that is just much more powerful. So that's better, way better. And so I like that more. I'm trying to do more of it. I really like that. A stone is heavy and sand is weighty, but the resentment caused by a fool is even heavier. Anger is cruel and wrath is like a flood, but jealousy is even more dangerous. Think we've heard that jealousy is one of those most dangerous things. And the way I put it is that jealousy is so dangerous because there's nothing you can do about it. Anger, you can, try and diffuse. Wrath is something that it's harder to do, but sometimes you can kind of redirect it. Jealousy is something that, if somebody's jealous of you, you won't know it and you can't do anything about it. What are you going to do? Be less you? I mean, it's impossible. So people thinking that they can do something about that is really a mistake. But that's also why it's so dangerous, is because of that. Verse 5, an open rebuke is better than hidden love. Very true. Wounds from a sincere friend are better than many kisses from an enemy. And many kisses from an enemy. I'll highlight both of those, actually. They're very similar. But yeah, very, very true. A person who is full refuses honey. Even bitter food tastes sweet to the hungry. All right, so. Life is full of distractions. Yeah, just to, I do apologize. My kind of all over the map today, just not with the technical stuff, but also that I have a niece that's been in an accident and just getting updates, and so I've been having to kind of cut back and forth. I'm actually really glad now that I'm recording this episode ahead of time instead of trying to do this live. I was recording live earlier and it was just too much for me. And so that, yeah, and just lack of sleep and everything like that. So I apologize if this is a little choppy today. It's just the way it's going to be. So I do apologize. But anyway, let's go on. Verse 7. A person who is full refuses honey, and even bitter food tastes sweet to the hungry. A person who strays from home is like a bird that strays from its nest. The heartfelt counsel of a friend is as sweet as perfume and incense. That's really important to know, too. That we don't want to. I know a lot of folks out there get mad at their friends and never talk to them again because they were trying to give them counsel. And that's just, you really need to realize that the world is going to be harshly critical, but your friends are going to be trying to build you up. And sometimes it hurts, but ultimately it is better for your life. Now, I'm assuming that's a friend that is trusted and is a decent friend, not a fair weather friend, but just saying that's what we're looking for here. And verse 10, how to get there? Never abandon a friend, either yours or your father's. When disaster strikes, you won't have to ask your brother for assistance. It's better to go to a neighbor than a brother who lives far away. We talked about that before. Verse 11. Be wise, my child or my son. Make my heart glad. Then I will be able to answer my critics. Yes, I mean, noble. I'm being facetious. A prudent person foresees danger and takes precautions. The simpleton goes blindly on and suffers the consequences. Let me go back to verse 11. It just dawns on me that there's multiple levels of motivation. Some of it is from an internal, like you should be wise because it'll make you happier. Some are to avoid snares, be wise, consider your paths, that sort of thing. But this is a different kind of thing. And so it's appealing on multiple levels. And as snarky as I think this might be, but be wise, my child, and make my heart glad. I'm going to highlight that. Actually, this is a kind of a additional motivation that it is not just about, how am I trying to say this? I'm sorry. It is not just about doing it for you, it's doing it for them. And so it's saying, this is something that would make me happy. So please consider it doing it from that angle as well. Now, then I will be able to answer my critics part is like I said, pretty snarky and pretty much saying that, yo, look at this guy. He can't raise his kids. He's just a kid's a jerk kind of thing. I think that's kind of what that's trying to imply there. But nonetheless, be wise. All right, let's see. Verse 12 again, just to reiterate. A prudent person foresees danger and takes precautions. That's preparedness there. The simpleton goes blindly on and suffers the consequences. Get security from someone who guarantees a stranger's debt. Get a deposit if he does it for foreigners. So it's. Oh, yeah. So this is noting that this is sometimes for a promiscuous woman, not a foreigner. A loud and cheerful greeting early in the morning will be taken as a curse. Talking to you, Thor. Had us up at 4:30 in the morning again today, causing a ruckus. And I think that's why I'm so tired right now, is not only the week itself and the week before that, but just Thor just was freaking out this morning. Again, it's been all week. Urgh. I love him. But oh my goodness. A quarrelsome wife is as annoying as a constant dripping on a rainy day. Stopping her complaints is like trying to stop the wind or trying to hold something with greased hands. Yesterday, I was participating in a discussion on LinkedIn. I know I did this myself again, didn't I? But somebody was talking about how Socrates had a wife that was just constantly nagging at him and literally like came up and poured water on his head one day. And he just kind of shrugged it off, that sort of thing. And just, it was one of those things where they're trying to portray it as noble to put up with a nagging wife or a quarrelsome wife. And I just had to point out, I was like, well, so the wisest person that ever lived said that it's not good to do that, that you should be seeking after someone that you're a good partner with. So we'll see how that goes. But I haven't looked at responses yet, but I still think it's true that we're told these things not to be cruel to women, but to find the right partner to work with, to be a life mate with. It's very important. And we'll see in Proverbs 31 that the mother very much agrees with that sentiment. It's probably more harsh than this. Another critical verse here. And the theme of my Iron Sharpens Iron Mastermind group that I'm part of. As iron sharpens iron, So a friend sharpens a friend. And so we're going back to what we were talking about earlier about, you know, the friends being the right ones. And the notion that iron sharpening iron is a rough process. It's not a pleasant, oh, we're sharpening. That'd be stone on iron. Iron on iron is making a horrible sound, making a lot of heat and ruckus. And it's just, it's not always pretty, but it's necessary. Yeah. It's just that council is a game changer. Trust me. I've been very glad of that investment that I've made in that, both my time and my money. As workers who tend a fig tree are allowed to eat the fruit, so workers who protect their employer's interests. Workers who would protect their employer's interests will be rewarded. This kind of counters that culture, doesn't it? Or our current culture, doesn't it? Where employers, those who employ, it's one of those things that is so utterly disgusting to me is this automatic portrayal in media, in whatever, and especially in Hollywood, that anybody who is an employer is therefore the enemy. And it makes no sense to me. Like, how dare you tell me what to do and pay me money for it? How dare you, you know, go through everything that you have to do to have me work for you and add value to the world? How dare you? It's so ridiculous, and it needs to end. You know, if you're not happy with who you're working for, go find someone who you would be happy with. Sitting there and complaining about it and making it like it's somebody else's problem is ridiculous. And it's also dangerous. So workers who protect their employees' interests will be rewarded. Now, whether that means they're protected in their jobs, that sort of thing, nobody can guarantee that. That's just not possible. But that reward, I think, is heavenly. I think that's implied there. But yeah, hopefully I'm not overstepping my bounds with that, but that's what it tends to imply there. As a face is reflected in water, so the heart reflects the real person. This is the character. Just as death and destruction, or I think that's Sheol and Abaddon. Let's see. Yep. Are never satisfied, so human desire is never satisfied. Fire tests the purity of silver and gold, but a person is tested by being praised or by flattery. I think what I want to see here is how these two are related. Can I do that? Oh, I don't want to do that. I hope you see that character is revealed. Kind of like our song yesterday. but there's a notion here that it's the easy path is the one you want to take. And that, if you're getting praise for it, a lot of times that is testing if you take credit or where you're at. But that it is that praise that really does kind of test if you are a person of character or not. It truly does. Now for me, it's been a challenge because I've often in my life taken that too far, and it's difficult for me to accept praise. And that's just part of my nature. And I, my wife, it drives her crazy that I'm like that. And, you know, rightfully so. I mean, it's not really, I wouldn't call it healthy, but at the same time, it is just something I've taken to heart in fear of, you know, being a bad character. I sometimes take it too far and don't accept praise at all. It's better to accept praise and to be humble rather than try and get away from it completely. Yeah. So, just saying. Verse 22. You cannot separate fools from foolishness, or from their foolishness, even though you grind them like grain with mortar and pestle. In other words, it's not worth your effort. So don't waste your time with it. Know the state of your flocks and put your heart into caring for your herds. For riches don't last forever, and the crown might not be passing to the next generation. After the hay is harvested and the new crop appears, then the mountain grasses are gathered in, your sheep will provide wool for clothing, and your goats will provide for the price of a field. And you will have enough goat's milk for yourself, your family, and your servant girls. Servant boys are on their own. I'm kidding. But in seriousness, though, there is a notion here of preparedness is not simply a concept that is, you know, a human concept. It is a godly concept that we are to be properly prepared. Now, this is always a little difficult because Jesus tells us not to store up in barns and that sort of thing. But I think there's a balance point here, is that it's, where is your heart in this? You know, if your heart is in preparedness, you're ready for anything. You're ready for, if things don't go your way, you will calmly adapt and get there, right? If you are in a place where you are overwhelmed, if you're following the rest of this proverb, you'll also have friends that are sharpening you, that are able to direct you to the right path, that are able to help you along. And that sort of thing. But there's also just a notion of, if you do things the right way, then you don't have to worry about whether you're wealthy or not. But anyway, putting your heart in that, though, and relying on that as if it's something that you should, that you can somehow control completely, is wrong. And it is really, you know, you don't want to store your treasure up there in that way of making, look how great I did. No, it's not about that. It is about being connected with God in your heart, in your character, enough to where he's able to guide your paths. And let me tell you, as someone who is very, technical driven, whatever you want to say here, it can be very difficult to live in that. It can be very difficult for me to live that. But I am trying. I'm trying as hard as I can, I guess, sometimes to just do the things that I need to do and to just know that that'll provide for me down the road. Like I said, not perfect. I don't think I ever will be with it, but in any case, it's where we're at. So in any event, we'll see you again tomorrow. Be blessed by the best. Go be a blessing to all the rest. Have yourselves a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Or talk at you tomorrow. However that works. Bye, y'all. Knowing every step through the rise and the fall. In
takes wisdom to get paid, to walk the right way, to make the right choices every single day. Chapter every day you'll realize, guided by wisdom, let preparedness rise. Get wise, it's no surprise, a proverb a day will bring wisdom your way. Get wise, in every verse there's a lesson to learn, a spark of truth in every turn. So take a moment, every chapter, let the journey begin. Get wise, open your eyes, read a chapter every day you'll realize, guided by wisdom, let preparedness rise. Get wise, it's no surprise, a proverb a day will bring wisdom your way. Get wise, so grab a new version of the book, every reading a chapter.